I'm Jason Brown with Lappy & Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, everybody's been asking since that accident involving the Inyo County Sheriff's Canine Unit how the canine was from the accident. Well, he's doing great. Get this. They went on this week to compete and they won first place. Let me back up a minute. Inyo County Sheriff's Office K-9 Unit proudly represented the agency at the 8th Annual K-9 Trials hosted by Murrieta Police Department February 15th. K-9 Asen and Deputy Bartlett achieved remarkable success. Now, these are the two that were involved in the accident. Get this. First place in agility, first place in evidence search. K-9 Feet and Sergeant Noonan delivered an impressive performance as well, earning third place in vehicle search, fourth place in agility. K-9 Enver and Deputy Lloyd attended and performed exceptionally well as their newest K-9 team. We are proud of their hard work. Sheriff's Department is proud of their hard work. Dedication and teamwork these K-9 teams display, they continue to exemplify the excellence and commitment of the Inyo County Sheriff's Office. Head out to Sierra Wave Media or to Inyo County Sheriff's on Facebook and join in celebrating their outstanding achievements and service to our community. February is all about love and friendship, and what a better way to celebrate than by welcoming a furry friend into your heart and home. From February 11th all the way to February 28th, adoption fees at the Inyo County Animal Shelter are completely waived, guys, thanks to the generous support of Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue. This offer includes spay, neuter services, and first vaccinations, so your new companion is all set to begin the next chapter with you. Hours of operation are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For questions or more information, don't hesitate to call 760-938-2715. Once again, 760-938-2715. Don't wait. Come meet your perfect match and let love lead you to your new best friend. All right, now it's time to do a few events. SIHD, that is Southern Inyo Healthcare District's Rural Health Clinic, is going to be open on Saturday starting March 1st. That's right, this coming week, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., walk-ins only. Get this one on your calendar. Friends of the Eastern California Museum annual meeting and potluck, Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4:45. Meeting begins at 5:15, free and open to the public, but donations are welcome. It's going to be at the American Legion Hall at 201 South Edward Street in Independence, California. This year's guest speaker is Brent Underwood. If you don't know Brent, he's the owner of the Cerro Gordo Mines and author of Ghost Town Living, Mining for Purpose, and Chasing Dreams at the Edge of Death Valley. Hey, please RSVP if you can. Email info at fecm.org or call 760-920-4020. And don't forget to bring a dish to share. Also coming up very, very, very soon is the Blake Jones Trout Derby on March 22nd. Get that on your calendar. We'll tell you more about it next week. Hey, what's new at Bishop Twin Theater? Well, Paddington in Peru, rated PG. It's a family adventure movie at 1 hour and 46 minutes long. It's got a 6.8 on IMDb. When Paddington discovers his beloved aunt has gone missing from the home for retired bears, and he, the Brown family, head to the jungles of Peru to find her. Determined to solve the mystery, they soon stumble across a legendary treasure, and they make their way through the rainforest of the Amazon. Captain America Brave New World is being held over. It's PG-13. It's an action sci-fi, 1 hour and 58 minutes, and it's got a 5.7 on IMDb. Sam finds himself in the middle of an international incident after meeting the president, Thaddeus Ross. He must soon discover the reason behind the nefarious global plot before the true mastermind has the entire world seen red. Hey, finally, let's talk about skippable news. I know it came out yesterday, but first off, I am deeply humbled by everyone that watches, and your comments as we meet in public. We owe it all to the guests, though. They are the people who shape our community. Let's break down this week's episode. Jen Rozier updates us on Atlanta Cartago EMS. Ashley Helms updates us on the airport. We meet the new PIO of CHP, Officer Perusi, and then Donna Bird from Mule Days. Of course, you got these two nut jobs, Jason and Jimmy, start us off with a little bit of what's going on in and around the Eastern Sierra. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years, we are the place for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people in these episodes of Skippable News are the people who shape it. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.